This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there's no way to know how long the war in Afghanistan will last or when the U.S. might capture Osama bin Laden. Rumsfeld made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan yesterday as local tribal commanders were declaring victory over al-Qaeda fighters in the mountains south of Jalalabad. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Rumsfeld's surprise visit to Afghanistan allowed him to meet for the first time with the country's incoming leader, Hamid Karzai. The two men sat in an empty hangar at the Bagram airfield near Kabul and discussed the work ahead. Rumsfeld also got to deliver personal thanks to U.S. service people in the region.
Where's Timothy Murphy? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Timothy.
Rumsfeld serenaded one soldier and fielded questions from others. He had no immediate answer for those who asked how long the war would continue.
I know we've got a lot left to do. We have a lot left to do in Afghanistan, and we have a lot left to do elsewhere if we're going to win, quote unquote, this campaign against terrorism.
Some Afghan commanders are already celebrating, saying they've driven the al-Qaeda fighters from the last of their mountain hiding places in the Tora Bora region. U.S. officials are more cautious in their assessment. The regional commander-in-chief, Tommy Franks, told ABC it will be some time before that region is fully under control.
It's a matter of inching our way forward up the sides of these canyons and physically going into each one of these bunkers and caves, and so that's the process that's ongoing. And to take a quick snapshot and say, as of this minute or as of this hour, this is precisely where we are, we don't have that level of granularity. This is a fight that continues 24 hours a day.
The search for Osama bin Laden also continues. Franks tempered earlier reports that U.S. forces had overheard the al-Qaeda leader on the radio in Tora Bora. Franks says he's not sure the voice was, in fact, bin Laden's. Franks himself will be in Afghanistan this coming weekend when the country's new interim government takes power. Officials say the U.S. military won't play a major role, however, in the new International Security Force. Between 3,000 and 5,000 international troops are expected to move into Kabul soon after Hamid Karzai takes office. Secretary of State Colin Powell said on NBC the U.S. role in that effort will be limited to support and logistics.
I don't expect that you will see U.S. combat troops there for any length of time as part of that international security force, but to get that kind of a force into a remote place like Afghanistan, the U.S. has certain capabilities that I'm sure will be called upon by the force and by the United Nations.
As the U.S. military continues its search for al-Qaeda forces, however, it appears there may be no clear demarcation between the end of the war and the beginning of peacekeeping operations. That could present new challenges. Secretary Rumsfeld said yesterday the U.S. supports both the security force and humanitarian efforts in Afghanistan, but not at the expense of the ongoing military campaign.
The job we've got is to get after the rest of the al-Qaeda leadership and the al-Qaeda fighters, and to get the Taliban leadership and to stop them from committing terrorist acts in this country or any place across the globe. We haven't finished that job, and we're hard at it, and we need the ability, the freedom of movement, to get that job done.
At the top of that unfinished job list is finding Osama bin Laden and Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar. A Newsweek poll shows 62% of Americans will only consider the Afghan war a success when those two men are captured or killed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.